For the second time in 6 months, there's a change coming in how defendants awaiting trial must post bail. As of January, most Alaskans charged with misdemeanor offenses didn't have to post cash bail in order to be released from jail. But due to a new change in state law, this measure is being reversed. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with the state's top prosecutor and public defender about what the policy switch could mean.
The change in January was part of a law aimed at overhauling the state's criminal justice system. When it came to posting bail, it took discretion away from judges.
People were being held in custody and in jail simply because they were poor.
That's Alaska Public Defender Quinlan Steiner. He says judges were making decisions that had little to do with whether or not people were likely to show up for their court hearings. The new system gives each defendant a score with two components: how likely they are to violate the conditions of release and to commit new offenses. The score is based on publicly available information, like how many times they failed to appear at hearings or their number of arrests during the past 5 years. Those with low scores were considered low risk. Judges were required to release people charged with most misdemeanors without cash bail. But the lack of judicial discretion raised concerns for police, prosecutors, and ultimately the legislature. It passed a new law, which Governor Bill Walker signed June 14th, that says judges again can decide whether to require cash bail. John Skidmore directs criminal prosecutions for the state of Alaska. He says other states have used scores to set bail.
What no state did, other than the state of Alaska, was to make it mandatory that the risk assessment tool absolutely controlled the judge's discretion.
Skidmore says allowing judges discretion is essential.
There are certain people who pose a greater risk and therefore should be held in jail under greater or harsher conditions until pretrial or until they can appropriately set a reasonable bail.
Skidmore says it's important to make adjustments over time to what information judges can use to set bail. But he says the decision-making power should remain with the judge.
To tie somebody's hands and to say it will always be one way and not the other is just short-sighted, and I don't think is really focusing on reality, which is these decisions have to be made on a case-by-case basis.
Steiner, the public defender, says the courts must ensure that the latest change is applied in an even-handed way so that it doesn't repeat the mistakes the state made in the past.
The key is that it be applied across the board in a similar manner.
He says there's evidence that even small differences in the amount of time defendants spend in jail can increase their chances of committing new offenses.
With delay and increased incarceration, you sever people from the positive aspects of their life. They may lose their job, they may lose their apartment, they may lose an ability to care for their children. That can all occur with very short periods of incarceration. And what the data showed was even 24 hours, a 24-hour delay increases the likelihood that your rate of recidivism will go up.
Both Steiner and Prosecutor Skidmore agree that the state should continue to assess the outcomes from the changes. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.